Two voices on knowing where your kids are in Baltimore. This is the first full week of a citywide curfew for young people. Off the streets by 10 a.m. for 14 to 16-year-olds, 13 and under indoors by 9. Weekends and summer nights when school's out, you get until 11. It's simple logic, says Baltimore City Councilman Brandon Scott.
If you're going to ask young people to be up and ready for school at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, then they should not be out at 11 p.m. at night.
We begin with a voice from inside the mayor's office. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake believes teens feel valued and cared about if someone is watching to see when they get home on time. Curfews are about caring, not criminalizing teens, says Angela Janice, the director of the mayor's office on criminal justice. Angela, welcome.
Thank you.
You support this curfew, and what are you expecting from it?
I guess first let me begin by saying Baltimore City has had a youth curfew since 1994. So curfew implementation in Baltimore is not new. It has been revised to take into account different times of the year, the school year versus the summer, and different age groups. So as you said, children under 14 have a different curfew from children 14 to 16 who are eligible for work permits. Traditionally, the mayor's office on criminal justice has operated a summer curfew center. We've expanded that approach under the amended curfew to have two connection centers in Baltimore that receive young people who have been picked up in violation of the curfew. Through the connection centers, we are connecting young people and families to supports and services. This past weekend was the first weekend that the connection centers were open, and we had a very positive interaction and feedback from both young people and parents.
You use the term connection center. What is that exactly? It's not a shelter.
It's not a shelter. They're staffed by employees who are youth connectors. These are people who have backgrounds in social work, sociology, criminal justice, or related fields, and who have years of experience working with youth and family.
Is this controversial in Baltimore? Are there advocates and critics who say this won't do anything but raise tensions?
There have been debates. The legislation was first proposed in September and passed in June of this year. And so there were several months of debates about what the curfew was designed to do. Is it criminalizing young people versus providing vulnerable youth with services? Is it increasing contacts between police and young people? And the administration, the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, and her cabinet are sensitive to those issues, and we've taken steps to ensure that police are receiving trainings on youth development and youth engagement for police officers. The police department is proceeding to have training related to credibility, accountability, and community relations. And so this is an opportunity to continue to improve relationships between the community and the police and to just further improve opportunities for young people across the city.
Are the police enthusiastic about taking on this responsibility? Some call this police parenting.
It's not police parenting. I think, in fact, this weekend we had young people who approached police because they were in vulnerable situations. One young person approached the police because he had missed his bus and he needed a way to get home. Two young people approached the police because they were, in fact, locked out of their home. And so this is an opportunity to connect young people. And having been in the centers this summer and last summer and to see young people who come in between the hours of 9 p.m. and 4 a.m., you do not want your children to be unsupervised in the streets of Baltimore or any city between those hours. And so this is an opportunity for us to keep our young people safe, to involve them in positive activities, and also, again, I know I've repeated it endlessly, but to connect them to services and supports. So this is about helping our young people.
Angela Janice is director of the Mayor's Office on Criminal Justice. Thanks so much, Angela.
Thank you for having me.
And now a curfew skeptic. Jason Tesche has long experience working with Baltimore's youth. He's a juvenile justice director at the nonprofit Advocates for Children and Youth. Tesche says a curfew raises tensions in neighborhoods, gives more responsibility to police that they might not want, and generally poisons the atmosphere between teens and law enforcement.
I think curfews are well-intended but ultimately misguided forms of social policy. They assume that all children at a certain age, at a certain time of day, are doing either something wrong or are in need of social services. And there's no data out there anywhere in the country that says that's the case. There's no reason why a child out past what's going to be 9 o'clock now on a Thursday night needs social services or is about to commit a crime.
What about the logic of getting up for school at 6:37 in the morning? They need to be in bed before 11 or indoors before 10.
Sure. And I think a popular refrain here during this debate for the proponents of the curfew has been nothing good happens after 9 o'clock. And that very well might be true. But that doesn't mean that a citywide curfew with police being the intermediary is the solution to that problem.
Although it sounds like the mayor is suggesting that parents have really dropped the ball here in certain neighborhoods and that kids are unsupervised at that time and that this is really the only remedy.
Well, if that's true, it should be pointed out that Baltimore already has a curfew. This new curfew is simply an expansion of what we've already had. And you heard from the proponents again and again and again that they were tired of seeing kids out at 1, 2, and 3 in the morning. Well, if that's the case, we already had a law in the books that said they needed to be inside by midnight. So if it wasn't working then, I fail to see how this new plan is going to be any different. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack and then adding more hay to the pile.
In the debate over this curfew amendment, was law enforcement enthusiastic about taking on this responsibility?
There was a bifurcation in law enforcement. Leadership was in favor, but when the debate originally came up last fall, the line cops came out in opposition, but in form of the union. So I think there's perhaps some debate in the police department.
What would you say is the downside of kids having contact with police over curfew violations? Is there a kind of stop and frisk impact in the sense that kids are picked up for basically just being on the street?
Sure. I think that's a legitimate concern that a lot of folks have here in the city, especially in either minority or economically disadvantaged communities, because they tend to have a tenser relationship with the police. And now the cops have pretense to stop anyone that they believe looks under a certain age. And that could lead to searches, it could lead to warrant checks, it could lead to any number of forms of heightened police contact with this population that otherwise wouldn't have been there.
Is that age profiling or racial profiling?
Well, it's going to be hard to decipher that. I mean, both are very hard to track. I think, though, in Baltimore City, our under 18 population is about 70% African American, but our juvenile detention center here in the city is 99% Black. So there's very clearly a disproportionate racial contact within the criminal justice system and our juvenile population in Baltimore City.
Is your mission to have police have fewer interactions with young African-Americans in Baltimore? Or, you know, I'm just wondering what the alternative is here.
Well, I think the first thing to realize is that police have a really important job, especially in a place like Baltimore City. And one of those jobs is not to be a social worker. And so this is, again, I think a part of that misguided nature of the curfew is we can have police be police or we can try to have them fill this role of social worker, which is not what they're trained for and not the best allocation of their time. The problem with this curfew is that the next step and supposedly what the mayor hopes to be the evolution of curfew in Baltimore City are these youth connection centers where instead of the police taking a child home on account of a curfew violation, they take them farther away from their home to one of two centers in the city that will supposedly connect them with the services that they allegedly need.
Jason Tesche is the Juvenile Justice Director at Advocates for Children and Youth, a nonprofit dedicated to improving the lives of Maryland's children, talking about the new curfew in Baltimore City. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
We want to hear where you stand on this issue. Do you think curfews can ever be a good idea in a city, or is it not the role of police to keep young people off the streets? Call us at 877-8MYTAKE.